Now, Ian Finch, founder of Boots to Africa. Welcome back to Phoenix FM, Ian. For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Boots to Africa. Tell us what you do.
Well, good afternoon to you, Chris. Thanks to you this afternoon and to all Phoenix FM listeners. We're really pleased to be back with you. Boots to Africa started about 18 months ago. I simply saw a picture on social media one morning of two little boys playing football in Africa. Quite obviously, they were barefoot, they were playing with a coconut, and they were, you know, it just in right. You think, how many pairs of football boots have I got under the bed, in the cupboard, in the garage? Do you know what? Between my two boys from 6 to 16 years old, we had amassed 38 pairs of football boots. And I thought, hang on a minute, this is a supply and demand problem. They need them. We've got them. Let's do something about it. Call it Boots to Africa. And 18 months later, we've now had over 4,000 pairs of boots donated by children and players in Essex, Suffolk, Norfolk, Cambridgeshire, and slightly further afield as well. In fact, this week I was up in the West Midlands and up at Burnley collecting football boots from people who got in touch. So it's the project itself is the aim. Is to get 1 million pairs of boots to Africa by 2030, and in 18 months we're now at 4,000. So I think, you know, from what started off as an idea on a Sunday morning, we're doing pretty well.
Well, because foot infection is a massive problem, because a lot of people, and it's hard to believe, living where we do, that a lot of people in these parts of Africa that we're talking about don't have shoes.
No, absolutely, it is common. And either, you know, living in unsanitary conditions or living quite literally, you know, barefoot in and around rural villages, the potential for infection and disease to set in is significant. And if we can, boots are great for football, but they're also great for keeping feet healthy as well, because the boots are robust enough to last the distance as their feet are growing. So we can, if you like, kill two birds with one stone with simply a donation of a pair of boots or Astros. That's what Boots to Africa was set up to do.
So, how does it all work then? Tell us exactly what you're doing on a day to day basis with this project.
Okay, so we have now over 70 grassroots football clubs supporting us with donations of boots rather randomly, but also we're going to be peaking towards the end of the season, of course, where children will be effectively finishing with their boots and Astros and donating them to us. We are then getting them out to Africa, both under our own steam. In fact, I leave for Kenya 2 weeks today with a travelling party of volunteers representing Culture United Football in the community organisation. We'll be taking some boots in our bags. And we're also working with other partner charities who are already set up and established across, at the moment, six countries in Africa, who are taking the boots and kits that have been donated to their own projects. You know, in terms of the resource and logistics pipeline, if you like, that's now well established. When we last spoke to you a year ago, we were just in the setting up phase. Now we're really delivering.
And as you say, they're off to Kenya at the end of the month with Colchester United's football in the community. So you're bringing some boots over. What else are you going to be doing while you're out there? A lot of worthwhile projects.
Yeah, indeed. We will be helping do some basic maintenance in the school. We'll be working effectively in a charity school, Chris. It's in the city of Nakuru, which is Kenya's fourth city. Now, I'm not a great stats man, but this is really worth thinking about. Okay, Kenya's fourth city has a population of 300,000. So, you know, if you combine Brentwood, Basildon, you're talking about that kind of population. Okay, but it's half the size of Brentwood, because the majority of people in that city live in slum conditions. In fact, the slum that we will be working in, there's a school literally attached onto the side of it, is 9,000 strong. and the children who we support in the Walk Centre School are part of that community. They are funded entirely by charity. There's very little welfare assistance in Kenya. The country is too poor. And so their clothing, their food, their education is all funded through the Walk Centre project. We will be taking boots and clothing over there, sports clothing, but it's a change of clothes for children who otherwise wouldn't have anything to wear.
And I suppose an element of it as well is providing the outlet for the kids as well through sport, isn't it? I mean, you're talking there about the kids living in slums and living in squalor. Yep. It's about providing that little bit of fun for them as well, the opportunity for them to play football.
Yeah, indeed. And they are just so grateful for any assistance. When we were visiting last year, in fact, Phoenix FM chairman Paul Golder came with us as well on the last trip. The sense of purpose and achievement just by going to see these children, it is such a relief. It's incredibly difficult to describe the sense of hope that is brought about these children when, you know, we just go and meet with them. It's just doing the simple things well that makes such a difference, which is why we're really keen and delighted to be going back with Colchester United again this year. And you know, there's opportunities for other football clubs to go with the sponsoring business as well. I say it's a business, it's an education tourism business called African Adventures. In example, the team from Burnley Football Club's community organisation, they will be going to Ghana the week before us to do the same. Derby County have been, and in years gone by, Notts County and Ipswich Town have also been as well.
Well, you say it's a supply and demand issue. We've got, you must think, there's people thinking, listening now, they've got boots everywhere all around the house.
Yep.
Especially if kids have been playing a lot of football, they grow out of a new set of boots every year. And you're saying you're getting boots from all over the place, but perhaps I thought we're maybe lagging a little bit behind here in this part of Essex. So you're looking for clubs and footballers to get involved and help.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. We have had donations from the west of the county. Buckhurst Hill and GFA Loughton have already donated, but it's a reach out message to grassroots clubs and semi-pro. We will take boots from anywhere. If you've got an awards event or an end of season tournament or something of that nature and you think you could host your own boot donation event with your players, then just get in touch with us and we'll help you organise it. You can find us on our social media pages, Boots to Africa on Facebook, on Twitter, or you can write to us info@bootstoafrica.co.uk, and that's Boots to, the number 2, africa.co.uk.
And the important thing to mention, it's not just kids' boots you're looking for. You're looking for boots of all sizes. You're looking for all kinds of boots, aren't you?
Yeah, well, as long as the point is, Chris, as long as they're in good condition, would you be happy to gift your pair of boots to a child or young footballer? Yeah? As long as they're in decent condition, we'll take anything. Boots, Astros, futsals, trainers. And we would also accept kits as well. But the priority, and thinking back to your first point in the call, Chris, we're promoting good foot health with boots. So that is the priority.